In a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter. Just one of many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with The Bob Hope Show, The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring both mirth and music. It's a great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in a saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
We weren't exactly lost, Scar and me. Well, not completely, anyhow. I had a sort of a general idea of our whereabouts, but I must have taken the wrong turn back at Glen Forks or we'd have reached Minton by now. The trouble was I'd never covered the southern part of the state before, and so for the last half hour I sort of kept my eyes peeled for a ranch where I could get my bearings. I hadn't spotted any signs of civilization, though. There didn't seem to be any settlers along the trail. And when I finally did come within sight of a house, I almost missed it. And Scar, he didn't. He was thirsty and he could smell water. What's the matter, boy? What's the matter? What? Oh, there it is. It was about a quarter of a mile east, nearly hidden in a clump of cottonwoods. Large, rambling, two-story building. Sort of gray-colored. Like it had been white once and needed a coat of paint. I began to wonder whether anybody still lived here. Easy, boy. Easy. Easy now. The steps leading up to the porch were cracked and broken. And a hole in the side window was stuffed with newspaper to keep the wind out. Hello? Anybody home?
Who? Who is it? What do you want?
Well, just some directions, ma'am. I'm looking for a trail to Minton.
Oh. It's a minute. Trail to Minton, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
You said you should have turned east at Glen Forks.
Oh,
trail past here is the old one. It's 4 miles longer and nobody uses it anymore.
I see. Well, as long as it goes to Minton anyway.
4 miles longer and nobody uses it nowadays.
Yes, ma'am. Still, it'd be shorter than going all the way back to Glen Forks, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
Yes, well, thanks, ma'am. Oh, ma'am.
Yes?
You don't have to have some extra water, do you, from a horse?
There's a pump out and back. I'll show you.
Oh, no need for you to trouble yourself. I'll find it. Come on, Scott.
No trouble, mister.
Ponsett, ma'am. Britt Ponsett.
Ponsett? I think I've heard my husband speak of you.
Oh.
You can use that bucket.
Oh, here it is. Thanks.
We've had a dry summer, very dry. It may take a while for it to start drawing.
Sure.
Britt Ponsett. Yes, I'm certain the general mentioned your name.
The general?
I'm Hannah Guilford, General Guilford's wife.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Mrs. Guilford.
Then you do know William?
I knew him, yes. Yes, ma'am, I knew him when he was in command of Fort Clark. That was a couple of years before he...
Fort Clark. I wasn't with him there. William thought it would be too dangerous. Indian.
Uh-huh.
The general will be very pleased when I tell him to stop by.
He's
taking a nap now, and I'd hate to wake him. But if you're going to be in Menton, well, perhaps some other day.
But I don't quite understand, ma'am. I thought that I'm in...
You don't believe me, do you? You're like all the others. You think he's dead. You think the Cheyenne killed him.
No, no, Miss Guilford,
I tell you, he's alive. General William Guilford's still alive.
Well, Hannah Guilford wasn't the first woman to get rocked off balance by the shock of her husband's death. I was kind of surprised that she wasn't over it by now. It had been 5 years since the massacre at Red Hills. 5 years since William Guilford and his cavalry regiment had been wiped out the last man. Easy, boy. Easy. Oh, you had enough? All right, come on. Anyway, I led Scar away from the pump, and I started to climb into the saddle. Just then, the front door opened again. She looked different now, somehow. Clear-eyed, calm, sensible.
Mr. Ponson?
Yes, ma'am?
I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Well, I'd be happy to, Miss Guilford.
I've made a list of some supplies I need from Trailer's general store in Benton. Would you ask Mr. Trailer to bring them out first thing in the morning?
Oh, certainly, ma'am.
Here. My husband and I were planning to take the buckboard into town this afternoon, but I don't think he's up to the drive. This way, you'll save us the trip. You sure you don't mind?
No, no, not a bet, not a bet. Bye, Miss Guilford.
Bye. Don't forget to tell Mr. Trailer first thing in the morning. That's when I want them.
She's not getting this stuff first thing in the morning or any other time.
No?
I can't go on supporting Hannah Guilford for the rest of her life, Mr. Ponsett. You can see that.
Sure, sure.
I know the general was a hero, give his life fighting for the rest of us, but there's a limit. Feeding her ain't enough. I have to send food for him, too.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I don't understand, Mr. Trailer.
Well, look at this here list of hers. Yeah, right here. 2 steaks for the general. You know how thick to cut 'em.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm not saying don't feel sorry for her, living out there all alone, cooking meals for him. There's talk she even sets his place at the table.
Well, what...
But she's carrying on like this for 5 years, Mr. Ponsett, refusing to believe that he's dead. Pretending that we're the ones who are crazy because we tell her the truth about him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all thought, the folks here in town, that is... We thought she'd come to her senses long before this, but she don't. She seems to get worse all the time.
Oh, that's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not good for the town, either.
Well, how's that?
Well, you know how kids are.
Oh?
They get ideas. Well, some of them have been sneaking out to the Guilford Ranch, and they claim they've seen the general's ghost.
Oh.
Yeah. Next thing, it won't be just the kids who are talking that kind of foolishness. Mr. Ponsett? I've heard her carry on a conversation with the general.
Is that so?
Yeah, sometimes when I come up to the house with a load of food, she's chattering away like he was right there in the same room with her. Gives a man a peculiar feeling. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, sure would.
You don't think it's wrong of me not to give her the grub?
No, it sounds like you've done about all you can for her, Mr. Trailer.
Besides, it ain't just the food. It's a 6-mile ride out there. And I have to close up my store while I'm gone and lose all that trade.
What's
the use? I keep saying I won't do it again. Keep telling myself I'll put my foot down for good and all, but I never do. I get to thinking about the general and how much we all owe him. Then I get to thinking about Hannah, too. How pretty she was when they got married. She was young and pretty. She was a lot younger than him, you know. Only about 20 at the time of the wedding. Let's see, that was 17... No, it was 18 years ago.
18? Well, it... You mean she... What did that make it? You mean she's only 38 now?
Yeah, somewhere's in there. Not much older, anyway. You wouldn't think it to look at her, would you, Mr. Ponsett? You wouldn't think she was once the prettiest girl in Menton, now would you?
Well, I guess she's been through a lot.
Yeah, I guess she has. Well, I suppose I might as well start getting her order together. If I have it all ready to take out there in the morning, I won't miss much business. Fact of the matter is, I won't miss any business. Seems how I got the only general store here in Minton.
Say, if it'd be of any help to you, Mr. Traylor, I could drive out to the Guilford Ranch tonight and deliver the supplies.
No, I wouldn't want to put you out.
No, I haven't got anything else to do. The cattle I'm waiting for haven't showed up yet. Probably won't be here before morning.
Well, if you're sure it won't be an imposition.
No, not at all.
I'd take them myself, but after 7 before I close up, and then by the time I had supper, it makes it so darn late.
Sure, I understand.
It'll only take me a few minutes to fill her orders. Why don't you just dip into that cookie barrel there while you wait?
I left Scar at the livery stable and Traylor loaded the grub for Mrs. Guilford into the buckboard. And I started off for the ranch. Come on. Sun had gone down by the time I got there. It wasn't dark yet, though. You could still see yellow and red over behind the mountains, but the evening star was getting brighter and brighter.
Whoa now.
I thought, sure, she must have heard me when I drove into the yard, but front door hadn't opened yet, so I climbed off the seat, walked up those broken steps onto the porch. And the next thing I...
Live on charity forever, will you? Gotta do something about the ranch, sell it, or find some way of getting it in shape again. We got to have money.
I figured it was one of those conversations Traylor had told me about, that Hannah was talking to herself, pretending her husband was with her. And I felt kind of peculiar, too, the way Traylor said he felt. And I raised my hand to knock, and then all of a sudden I heard something else. Something that told me I'd figured wrong.
Well, it's been 5 years.
Don't you think I know how long it's been? 5 years, you call it. To me, it's been 50.
Well, there wasn't much doubt about who that voice belonged to. Even though I hadn't heard it since Fort Clark, Hannah Guilford wasn't pretending. And she wasn't talking to herself, either. She was talking to her husband.
We'll return to James Stewart as the Six Shooter in just a moment. It is the busy folks, particularly, who should listen to this bit of advice from the American Cancer Society. Regular physical examinations are important in the fight against cancer. Medical science today can cure many cancers if treatment is started soon enough. In other words, to cure cancer, it has to be discovered in its early stages. Regular physical examinations are one of the best ways in the world of detecting the condition in time. Another way is by knowing cancer's 7 danger signals. If you'd like a free list of them, plus a lot of other life-saving information, write today to the American Cancer Society in care of your local postmaster. Providing information to fight cancer is part of the American Cancer Society's job. Other vital parts of its job are to provide research, education, and service to cancer patients. You can help in the fight to beat cancer. This is Cancer Control Month by proclamation of Congress. To help, please send a contribution now to Cancer in care of your local postmaster.